Hey everyone, it's Graham. It is 1:30 in the morning, and I'm putting this out here because the main episode was already too long, and the bonus podcast this time, the conversation was actually important enough that I think it kind of deserves its own episode, and also, like, I didn't want to release a 4-hour episode, and it would have bumped us all the way up to that time. So, here's a little bit of a bonus recording for those of you who are interested in whether or not we are reading the Wheel of Time. Catch you in the next one.
Hello.
So hello, people. Okay. It's the current time is 11 p.m. We just finished D&D, and then, like, the three of us were talking about the book, so we're recording a little bit of this. The other thing that I just wanted to have a conversation about, because I don't want us to get too exhausted before we talk about the book tomorrow. Should we read the entirety of the Wheel of Time? Taylor, I want you to just read the last three. Like, Taylor, I want you to go in and just read the last three.
I am so down to go in completely blind. I'm really excited to see what I find, because I feel like I might see something, I don't know, different. Or I might just be so, I don't know. I'm excited, though. I'm excited to be the person who goes in blind. I feel like I'm the goes in blind person, though. Like, I've never read Mistborn. I've never read any of these books.
Okay.
And so,
I'm just, God, I know we should. I know, like, at least me and Graham should read the whole thing. It's just like any book series where the predominant opinion is, oh, it gets good at book 7 is not what I'm super excited to get into.
There's, like, conflicting opinions about that. I mean, like, Robert Jordan is not famous for being brisk. But here's what I'm thinking, Jack. If you are not super, like, interested in reading, like, all of those books, I am happy to be the one who reads all of them.
I will at least give it a shot. I'll at least start them. Because I tried reading book 1, like, a long time ago. And just bounced off of it like a third of the way through.
Yeah. I got through.
Give it another shot.
I think I got through 5.
You got through 5?
Yeah. But also, like, I was not enjoying them, and I was, like, only reading them because someone I was dating loved them.
So are you going to reread them, or are you just going to, like, kind of skim until you get to 6?
No, I'll reread them because, like, again, I was 16 or 17. It's been 7 or 8 years. I don't really remember.
That's fair.
I just remember. Okay, so this is the funny thing about, like, what media you think about first. Where, like, you know, obviously everything, like, steals from everything else. But then, like, what you read first. So Aragorn is obviously, like, takes a lot of story elements from, like, Lord of the Rings and, like, Star Wars and all that stuff, right? But I read Aragorn before I had read any of that other stuff. So when reading Wheel of Time, I was like, this is just the beginning of Aragorn.
Aragorn, famously original text.
I literally have no idea what Wheel of Time is even remotely about other than the title.
it's the best way to put it is it. It's a Lord of the Rings. It's very similar to Lord of the Rings in, like, theme and idea. It's guys go on an adventure to fight a dark lord in a pretty generic Tolkien-esque fantasy universe.
Although it's doing a lot with gender.
Gender?
A lot with gender.
I'll love it.
Like,
not in a good way.
What gender, I'll love it.
Like, what gender you are determines what magic you have or something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Like, is there... What? Okay, well, is there only 2? That's fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, yeah,
it's not very trans giving, positive or trans forward thinking.
No,
it's giving Northern Water Tribe for sure.
That's one of the sort of interesting
woman,
thing. That's...
Woman who's only watched Last Airbender. This is giving Last Airbender vibes.
I've just been seeing a lot of Katara edits recently on TikTok, so. Just leave that.
speaking of properties that rip off a lot from other properties, I had a bizarre experience while I was on the work trip last week, where one of the people I was working with, never happened before, referenced the Sword of Truth series.
The I have Shannara? Never Chronicles?
No, not Shannara, although that was a frequent source of ripping off for this author. By Terry Goodkind. I don't know how much I've talked to you about.
You made me
this.
Read the first book, and I got through maybe 10 pages, and I said no.
Yeah. So I read that when I was little. It was my first, like, it was my first quote unquote like adult fantasy. Like, I was reading Percy Jackson, and then I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna read a big boy fantasy book. And of course I pick up Sword of Truth, which I read all of it, the whole like 10 series. I know there was like a sequel trilogy that I didn't read. It's one of those books that when I read it, I was like really enjoying it, and then I went back and looked back at it, and I was just like, oh no, did I enjoy this? Best way to put it is Ayn Rand fan fiction. That's a hodgepodge melting pot of random things stolen from other fantasy books. Like whole cloth.
Yeah.
Someone referenced this on your trip?
Yes. One of the other people I work with brought it up. Well, because we already established that we both were fantasy nerds. That came up really quickly in conversation. But he just asked me, like, hey, because he wanted to make a reference to me. He's like, hey, Jack, have you ever read the Sword of Truth series? Which was so bizarre because, like, literally this book series has occupied such a space in my brain of, like, I can't believe I read that and, like, all this, like, shit in my head.
My friend always has a good response for that. Whenever something gets up where, like, she has a lot of knowledge about it in her brain, she'll always just go, I know a normal amount about that.
I have a normal amount of thoughts about the Sword of Truth series. And it was really weird because I have a lot of thoughts which are, like, not positive about the series. And this guy was talking it up pretty well. And I was just like, but it was funny because he was talking it up while acknowledging he was like, yeah, it's Ayn Rand fan fiction, but like I still had fun with it.
Damn.
To give you an idea, I think there's one like short story about that book I can say which will give you a good idea of that entire book series. When the author at an interview was asked, "What's your favorite book?" He named his book.
Oh,
he named the first book of the Sword of Truth series, Wizard's
it's,
First
it's
Rule.
It's given the person and then, who says they're the and, Avatar.
And then, that was part of the conversation we forgot to record. But and then he was asked, okay, what's your favorite book that you didn't write? Like the same person followed up with that question. And he said, oh, Thunderhead by Ayn Rand. And it's like, okay, that's...
All right. That's enough. I want to show you one really unhinged book tab that I have.
Please.
This is my Kelsier book tab. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's going to be backwards.
Good girl. I knew I was gonna bring that up in the Kelsier hot conversation.
It's just an just I have no notes, just one orange tab for Kelsier.
Oh my god!
I'm not gonna, like that was the most fucking when you said that in our Discord, just saying, hey guys, I'm sorry, but I think I'm in love with Kelsier. I was so fucking.
I find.
Hit me like an anvil.
I don't know what's safe to say here, but I need him biblically.
It's true though. Like no one else that we've seen has it. Like Kelsier has it.
Oh, for anybody listening, this conversation is happening before Taylor has reached the climax of the book.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I have no clue what's going to happen in the end. Please, don't take my baby girl away from me. I beg you. Man.
Oh, God.
You're going to get an unhinged. If he dies, you're going to get an unhinged message at like 2 a.m. Okay. You're gonna get an unhinged message.
Oh my god.
You can't take.
Oh god. Can't take baby girl away from
don't
me.
Can't
take murder dad away from me. such a positive dad and surrogate daughter dynamic. I found this gremlin.
No, that's not how either of us feel about Kelsier. I want Kelsier to stick his fingers in my mouth.
Kelsier, yeah, that one chapter where he wasn't surrogate dad yet, and he was just like infiltrating to get that. I don't even know how to say that metal.
Oh, the adium.
ATM.
Yeah, we were. It was on the drive to Asheville, and I was just giggling in my seat, like. And I think I wrote that he was hot and sexy like 10 times in here. I don't know if I should say that on the podcast.
I think that's fine. I think you are morally right and good for saying that.
He just had it, okay? I feel like I need to. I was gonna say the girls who get it.
Kelsier is like the swaggiest motherfucker we'll encounter for a long time.
So the question on everybody's mind that has been asked to Brandon Sanderson multiple times at Q&As: does burning tin make sex better?
Yes.
Has to.
Yeah.
I mean, it might make it more sweaty, though.
Whatever.
No, full mistborn. You got tin, you got pewter, you got rioting and soothing emotions to...
Yeah, God, no wonder Hoyd wanted to become a mistborn.
I get it.
That's the only reason.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, is horny an emotion?
Yes, I think so.
It's like that's baseline emotion.
It's either an emotion or like, it's more an emotion than it is like an ontological state of being.
if Brandon Sanderson were a braver author, he would have had Kelsier or Vin rioting people's horniness to like distract them mid-fight, like just. Like they're about to fight some guard. They're about to fight a bunch of haze killers. Boom! You're all horny.
Distract.
Distract.
Oh God, I am significantly more nervous for the end of this book now that you've said that.
The horniness?
No, when you said she hasn't read the ending. I'm so. They took. Marsh, they can't take Kelsier, whatever his name is.
Kelsier, I will infect you.
No.
Brandon Sanderson is wrong. The correct way to say it is Kelsier.
One of my favorite things that Sanderson has ever written is not one of his books. It's a response to a Q&A. And someone is just like trying. It's for something that won't come up later. But someone basically has asked a question that is like, hey, is this like cultural taboo, like the equivalent of anal? In the book, and
that poor man gets so many weird questions about sex in his book.
And Sanderson
like applying the magic powers to sex that happens so often
because he won't do it himself.
He won't.
He won't do it.
That's what AO3 is for.
Brave enough. He's not brave enough.
That's what the goddamn heroes at AO3 are for. Braver than the troops.
Salute.
But his response to just that question on Reddit was just, "You people disgust me."
Oh my God! Wait, I have to stand. I think I am required to stand.
If you look him up, on Reddit, his username on Reddit is Mistborn.
Yeah.
Slay.
Come on, let me in. I'm trying to log into AO3 so I can look up what the most popular Mistborn ships are.
Kelsier X Reader.
So Kelsier true.
X Reader.
That man's fine.
Wait, I don't actually. Oh, fuck. I don't know how to fucking use. I don't know how to
I'll
use
I'll find
AO3.
It.
I made 2 posts on it and. That's my engagement with AO3. I posted 2 things on it and then just called it a day.
What did you post?
You posted?
That's right. You did a Zelda fan fiction.
I did. Because I have unnamed friend that you both know that is very popular fan fiction writer.
True.
I was talking to her a lot about fan. I was never one to write fan fiction. Like, not for any like more reason. I didn't think fan fiction was bad or anything. I just never felt like drawn to write a fan fiction. But I was talking to her about it. And I was like, I think I'll give it a shot. Like, I'll try writing a fan fiction. And I was recently thinking a lot about Zelda. So I started a Zelda fan fiction and I never finished it, but I wrote a bunch of chapters and posted them on AO3. And I also wrote a Hades fan fiction, but that's a different thing.
Hmm.
Cool. Okay, so I looked it up. The most popular are characters we have not met yet, or at least Taylor hasn't met yet, so I'm not going to say it. And the most popular Mistborn ship is Ellen, Venture, and Vin. Which, okay.
Boring.
I'm
sure, but like...
I feel like I'm going to have a hot take about Elend in this
I'm
group.
I'm so excited. There are multiple places I was taking notes where I wrote down, like, I know there's something here. And I wrote in the note was, I don't know what to say about this line, but I know Grammar Taylor is going to have a lot to say about this line.
Yeah, I got to write,
my note.
I gotta
like,
write that down.
I was like... It was like I don't know how to articulate what's going on here, but I know something's going on here. And Taylor or Graham are gonna fucking go crazy.
Jack, because I think you would find it funny. I'm just gonna send you the most popular Sanderson
ship.
Oh
no. Is it
Hoid?
It's not Hoid.
How far down is Hoid's name mentioned?
Let me check, actually. I'm sure he's probably in a lot of these, but he's probably not, like, a relationship character.
Sad.
This is the most popular ship, Jack.
I'm not surprised in the slightest.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
I'm not.
It's Serene and Rowan. Rowan. I forgot his name immediately.
Raoden. These are Stormlight characters.
When is he going to write another Elantris novel? That's what I want to know.
I think it's so funny that you were so mad at us that there wasn't more Elantris. And now we're getting into Mistborn, where there's there's six more Mistborn books.
I know.
After this
at one. Least I can know that. Like, at least I know that there's more Mistborn. Elantris, I went in fully thinking, I was like, damn, like, this is going to set up for an epic fantasy. Like, I love these kinds of stories that set up, like, small and then they, like, go super global. And then I was robbed. Blind.
Informing you of the truth, you...
Right under my nose.
I'm not super AO3, like, savvy, because the only, like, AO3 fix that I keep up with are the ones written by Naomi Novik. How do I get, like, more relationship tags? Because it's mostly just Stormlight stuff.
I literally have no idea how to navigate AO3.
I think we're just gonna
I log in. I post my silly little stories, and I log out.
Maybe we can contact a resident expert later.
We could contact our mutual friend. I could contact my other friend who writes. It's funny that we both have a friend who is like a very famous fan fiction person. My friend. I don't know if he wants to be on here, so he shall remain nameless. But he has, if there is a fan fiction about the Netflix show Arcane, odds are he's written the most popular fic about a particular ship.
Okay. But like, wait, is it Arcane fan fiction or is it just League? Like, isn't Arcane fan fiction just League of Legends fan fiction?
Shut the fuck up! League of Legends sucks. Arcane is cool.
Slay. That's the correct
literally
answer.
The same game. Arcane itself is League of Legends fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was good.
League of Legends if it was cool. Arcane is a bad show because it makes people think League of Legends would be cool to try out. And that happened. I don't know, bleep the name, I guess. I don't know how to else get the story across. But, like, got all of us to play League of Legends based on Arcane, and we played it for, like, a few times and then stopped because it sucks.
Does he play that regularly?
Oh, he watches the World Series on it.
I see.
He's a big league guy. He's a big league guy.
I didn't know that. So at what time do we email Brandon Sanderson? When do we email him? When do I use to email his BYU account? Oh, I guess you're going to have to bleep that out. I'm so sorry.
we didn't have to do any bleeping the first episode. Like, we were so good. We were so good.
Just before we go off, I just want to see what it, like, let me just like read some tags just for the fun of it on some Brandon Sanderson fanfiction.
Oh no.
On the Vin and Ellen stuff or like,
oh sure, I can make it specifically Vin and Ellen. I was just going to, because I saw one, the first two I saw had the tags, trans female character, which shout out to the person who wrote that, but the next one was public blowjob, so, I love AO3 so much.
Very myth, very
Burning
myth
tin. You know how the Inquisitors...
Do you want me to cut that, Taylor?
Yes.
No, we're keeping it in. We're keeping
that
it in.
That was just for us.
I'm going to read some titles of these fics. Oh, this one has a trans feminine Ellen Venture. That's cool. Good for them.
Slay.
Oh, hell yeah. There's a
I posted the quiz in general, by the way.
I'll
take it too. This one is a coffee shop AU, which I really like. It's all the Mistborn characters, but they Vin and Ellen meet in a coffee shop and fall in love. That's great.
That's very sweet.
So, what is it about coffee shop AUs?
I don't know.
It just
like, works.
Like at that point, who are these people?
Well, no,
Did the Vin in the coffee shop AU also grow up on the streets and like perform a heist with Kelsier?
Kelsier.
Also, fan fiction titles are so good. Whether by accident or fortune, you and I, we are matter and it matters. No idea what that's from. I'm sure that's like a line from a song. That's the name of the coffee shop, AU. Shout out to Happy Honeybee on AO3.
I'm a rioter.
Interesting.
Hell yeah. So we got pewter. Okay, so how much of our heist team do we have? I'm the muscle. I'm pewter arm.
Okay.
But a rioter.
I'm a rioter.
You're the one who's going to make everyone horny to distract them.
Okay.
Slay. Oh, wait, let me actually take this.
It's only like 5 questions.
All right. Oh,
it's not good.
I was looking at the AO3 tags. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm saying like this test is questionable on many accounts.
Yeah. Is seductress a job? I guess it is.
That's the one I chose because I thought I'd be like a noble lady, so I just chose seductress, and that's like why I think I got rioter.
Okay. I'm going to go like, I wish there was like a scholar as like a job option here.
No, but that doesn't have an obvious pointer to one of them.
Yeah, they all have a very, it's really pick your own adventure.
Do you like wearing jewelry? I say with my ridiculous earrings. Yes.
I want to be a gold misting. I want to just my only power to be look at my past selves and be disappointed in myself.
Just to be like, damn, what's going on?
I love the idea of it's like you become an allomancer. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm an allomancer. But then it's like gold. It's like
you just know. Your only job is to have existential crises. Philosophers, maybe. You know, healing your inner child.
Real, you'd be really introspective.
I am a soother.
Okay, so we got a soother, a rioter, and a thug.
Basically,
so,
we're fucked.
So Taylor raises horniness. Graham lowers everything else. Like suspicion, everything else, to distract them while I go in and punch them.
Okay, wait. Actually, here's the interesting thing. In terms of the result totals, we're all kind of low, because Jack has the most common one as a pewter arm or a thug. Then Taylor has the rarest one with a rioter. But the most common two are Seeker and Mistborn.
Yeah, people
Mistborn
just...
Mistborn was a result.
Yeah, yeah. People just want to be the main character so bad.
Main character. I choose Avatar.
I looked up...
Anyway, what the fuck?
Computer camera on Amazon, and I literally did the one that had the little flag that said, like, most recommended. It was like $26. I just bought it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of, I can't remember the original name of the website, but now it's just a part of NYC's Wirecutter. But, like, I am a fan of the New York Times Wirecutter. That's, like, very useful.
What is that? Is that just, like, tells you all the good products?
Yeah, basically you go to Wirecutter and it's like, I don't want to think about buying a stove. Just tell me which stove is best.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
fuck, wait, I need that. Like, wait, is it called Wirecutter?
Yeah.
Or is it...